Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Liberty Temple Worship Center CD Ministries. I hope this CD blesses your socks off, beloved. I hope it encourages you. I hope it lifts you up. I hope it lets you know that in spite of being discouraged, in spite of being broken, in spite of being brokenhearted, in spite of being discouraged, in spite of not having any peace, Jesus is still able to show up and to minister to you in the center of your circumstance because he is a great God. I hope this word you hear today, it'll help you stay on the straight and the narrow path. I hope this word you hear today will give you the ability to believe God for whatever healing and miracle it is that you have need of. I hope that this word you hear today will help you get yourself up, shake the dust off, and run this race with patience, knowing that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you. And there is nothing impossible unto them that have faith and confidence in God. Beloved, I hope this CD, this sound blesses you in such a way that you are ready to fight the good fight of faith, regardless of what condition or what circumstance you may be in. Because let me tell you, you are not in this battle alone. Not only is Jesus standing with you, but there's a body of believers just standing with you and praying the prayer of faith for you too. So, beloved, enjoy and let the blessings of God fill your spirit and encourage your soul. God bless. This is one of them mornings I'm about to preach with my hat on. Good thing I didn't shave my head. Glory. You can open up your Bibles to the book of Philippians as we get ready. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word, just to know the Savior's promise, just to know the Savior, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust in him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Hallelujah.
Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more, and oh, for grace to trust him more, oh, for grace to trust him.
Come on and put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Watching this movie called The Pursuit of Happiness. How many seen that? all the struggles that he went through to finally get to where he was trying to get. All of us are in some type of pursuit of happiness, even myself. But a lot of times we find out that the happiness that we're in pursuit of ain't the happiness that God has for us. Amen. So as I was looking, as I was thinking about it early this morning, about how we pursue our happiness, and God spoke this to my spirit in the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter. It says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us mind the same thing." As we pursue our happiness, we have to realize where our happiness lies. The joy of the Lord is our strength, the word of God says, amen. So if the joy of the Lord is our strength, that means our strength therefore lies in the joy of the Lord. And we know that one of the fruit of God's spirit, or part of God's nature, is joy. So in order for us to pursue happiness, we have to manifest some type of joy in the Lord. Because troubles and trials always manage to knock you down. Always manage to discourage you. Because it has a way of focusing as you see it. It enters into your spirit, down into your soul, and it affects your thoughts. It affects your ideas. It affects the principles that God has given you. So what we need to do as children of God is to focus on the joy of Jesus. There is joy in Jesus. Well, how do you do that, Brother Dennis? Well, the way we focus on joy in Jesus, whatever your problem is, you learn to, that we've been teaching a lot on praise, because I'm learning that praise gets you to where you need to go in God. Praise has the ability to eliminate struggles. Praise eliminates trials. Praise eliminates situations. What I mean by eliminates, it causes them to become less important to you than your praise in God. There is a pursuit of happiness that we're running after. But before we can pursue happiness, we've got to first forget those things which cause us hurt. Those things which bring forth pain. Those things which distress us. Those things which discourage us. Therefore, we do what? We forget those things, or we put those things behind us. Doesn't mean that you can actually get rid of them, but that means you keep them in a place or in a realm where they can't affect you. They can't affect your thoughts, and they can't affect your ideas, and they can't affect your praise. Amen. I'm finding out, elders, that anything that can affect your praise affects your life. And if it can affect your life, then you can't have life flowing through you. The word of God says that we must have life, and God has come, Jesus has come to give us life, and life more what? Abundantly. The abundant life is having the ability to look at your circumstance and still realize that you can live. Having the ability to look at your trial and realize that you still have the victory. To look at your sickness and realize that you can still be healed. This is the pursuit of happiness. It is by realizing that the Word has created an atmosphere for you so you can have what you need in God. Well, they used to preach. I never preached it. You can have what you say. I done preached a lot of stuff. I done said a lot of stuff, and I ain't had nothing yet. But I'm finding out, if you keep walking the way God wants you to walk, you'll get what God wants you to have. So as we count not myself to have apprehended, what he's saying is, I have not overcome or overpowered. I'm not going to try to overpower the ideas of God by allowing my own ideas to be stronger than that. Because it's the ideas of God. It's the principles of God that have got me to where I got. I sat back sometimes and I complain, Teresa. I complain. Lord God, what kind of season is this you got me in now? Boilers breaking down. All kind of mess going on. Storms interfering with the services. All this kind of stuff. God said, why would you be concerned about the season when I am in control of the season? If you would lift me up and figure out a way to praise me, if you have to sacrifice a praise, if you have to make yourself open up your mouth and tell me how great I am. If you have to make yourself open up your mouth and tell me how exuberant I am, how exalted I am, you've got to tell God. Because you know what? When you begin to tell God, Father, you are a great God and hell is all around you. Lord God, you are a mighty God and trouble is in front of you. Lord God, I'm going to serve you despite my circumstance when everything is going wrong. God inhabits your praise. God will get in your praise and he'll touch your heart and he'll touch your soul. And you'll find out that where there was discomfort in your mind, you now have peace. But this one thing I'm going to do, forgetting those things which are what? Behind. You notice it don't say behind me. It says just behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. You can't move forward till you stop backing up. As long as you hold on to things that are behind, you are going to continue to back up. And your blessing is not behind you. It's in front of you. So you can't allow your situations and your circumstances to allow you to backstroke. How many remember that commercial, that Coach commercial, where the guy in the shower, all of a sudden he started backstroking? Well, you need to get rid of your coast. Because you're backstroking and God wants you to move forward. Anytime you keep reminding yourself how bad things are, you keep reminding yourself what you don't have. You keep reminding yourself what God promised you. You keep reminding yourself what you need to do. You're backstroking. Instead of backstroking, church said, Lord, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my deliverance. I thank you for my financial blessing. I thank you. You may not have got it, but you need to thank him anyway. That's allowing yourself to forget those things behind, so that you can reach forth unto those things which are before. It's important that we reach forth. For the kingdom of God is where? At hand. At hand means that it's at arm's length. But you've got to do what in order to get there? Be pressing, reaching forward. We spend most of our time like this, trying to hold on to stuff God done already told us to let go. Say, what you talking about? I know what I'm talking about. God said, let it go, Opie. Why you keep holding on to it? Hallelujah, anyhow. This is church, y'all. This is church. So we do what? The word of God says, I press. The word press is translated in the Greek to follow after. Follow after. Paul made the statement, don't follow me because you like the way I pray. Don't follow me because you like my long garment. Don't follow me because I have the ability to heal the sick. Don't follow me because I can raise the dead. But follow me because you can look down into my heart and you can see the love of God. Follow me because you can look into my soul and see the peace of God. Follow me because you can see humility. Follow me because you see the humbleness of God. Follow me because you can look down into my spirit and you can see the nature and the character of God. Not because of the things that I can do, or not because I have eloquent speech, but because of the power of God that's in my life. Because I have learned to love when there's hatred. I have loved to be discouraged when there's discouragement. I have loved to believe God when there is no faith around. Because I follow me for those reasons. So therefore, if you see somebody and they're pressing, and you know they're going through hell, but they're still pressing. You know they're going without, but they're still pressing. You know they got troubles, but they're still pressing. You know they don't feel good, but they're still pressing. You know they got mental problems, but they're still pressing. That's the person you want to follow. That's the person you want to look at, because they have made up in their mind, I shall let nothing separate me from the love of God. Therefore, they keep pressing, and they keep fighting, and they keep moving forward. Things are holding on to their feet. Mother trying to hold them back, but they keep dragging themselves on anyway, because they know that the blessing ain't behind them, it's in front of them. There is a prize that's waiting on us. There's a prize. Well, most folks waiting on get their way to heaven to get theirs. I don't want mine when I get to heaven. You can have yours when you get to heaven. And if it's something there for me, you can have it too. What I want, Lisa, is what God got for me right here. My God, this is where I went without. This is where I suffered. This is where I've been in trouble. This is where I went through my wilderness experience. This is where I've been tried like it's a fire. This is where all hell is broken out. So this is where I want my blessing. I already know the streets of heaven are paved with gold. I already know what heaven is all about. I already know that we the latter outer shall lay with the lion and the lion shall lay with the lamb. I already know that, but I need it right here and right now. So therefore, that's why I'm pressing. I'm trying to press my way into the blessings of God. I'm moving forward. There's a roadblock, but I'm going to keep moving forward. There's a wall in front of me, but I'm going to move forward. There's all kind of clouds and calamity in front of me, but I'm going to keep moving forward. Because I know just on the other side is my blessing. Though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil, because I know that on the other side of this valley is a table set up for me. So I keep pressing. Hallelujah. And there is a mark. Hallelujah. Everybody's so caught up in this mark of the beast. You don't have to get caught up in the mark of the beast. It's just the nature. And it's been around for a long time. When Paul was living and preaching, he said, for even now, the Antichrist is here. There's folks in here that's anti-God. Ooh, that was sharp, wasn't it? If you don't love your brother, you anti-God. That's plain and simple. It ain't no way around it. So as we press for the mark that's here, and this mark is talking about an appointed place. We're moving towards an appointed place, a place that God has already appointed for us. My God, can you believe that when we reach that place that God has already appointed for us, that the heavens shall open up and the Father shall say, this is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased. You don't have to wait to get to heaven to the pearly gates and say, come in ye, but you can get it right here and now. And the heavens opened up to Jesus. All he did was what the word of God told him. And the Bible says the heavens opened up unto him. And the Father said, this is my beloved son. God only wants to be pleased in us, but the only way he can do that is if we keep what? Pressing. Pressing till we reach that appointed place that God has for us. And there is a place. Sometimes you can't see it. I can't. All I see is busted boilers, snowstorms. Broken car axles. Hey, I'm being honest with you. I know what the word says, but I see pain, Fatima. I see discouragement. I see heartache. I see all these are the things that the flesh allow you to see. But that's why you have to press past it. You have to press toward the appointed place that God has for you, which is a higher calling than that that you have of yourself. I don't know about you, but I'll tell them, I got this big mouth where I say to myself, I can't do this no more. I know you ain't never said that. I can't do this no more. This is too much. I can't handle it. I tell Sherry and our niece all the time, I can't do this. This is ridiculous. And then God say, you're ridiculous. I say, Lord, you sure are awful mean when it comes to me. He said, because I have to be mean when I come to you because you have pity parties. Look at where you were. Look at the roads you were walking. And look at the road you are on now. Now you don't hit some hitches, and there's been some hiccups in the road, but you're still moving forward. Be different if you were backing up, but you're still moving forward. So as long as we're still moving forward, we're going to reach our high calling in God. And when you reach your high calling in God, then you're going to realize that everything you suffered has been worthwhile. All the hell you've been through has been worthwhile. All the trouble you've been through has been worthwhile. All the persecution has been worthwhile. All the hatred and the envy and the jealousy that has been upon you has been worthwhile. Because now you're standing in a place in God where you can feel the presence of God, the power of God, the glory of God is all around you. And your troubles are still there, but you don't feel them. Your pain is still there, but you don't feel it. Your situation is still there, but you don't feel it. You're in the wilderness and there's stuff blowing all over the place, but you can still breathe because God has opened up a vent for you. My God. I'm not going to give up, Brother Russell. Can't give up, Sister Vaughn. Not because we've already paid too high of a price to give up, but because God is still God and he don't never change. So I'm looking for my high calling of God that's in Jesus. And I want it now. What's that called? I want it now. I want my pay. I'm commercial today. I'm sorry. I'm starting to like the commercials more than I do the movies. Amen. Let's move on. I'm almost done. Let us therefore as many as be perfect. That don't mean that you're perfect. That means that you're mature, adult-like, with understanding, with wisdom. Be thus minded. What minded is that? To not comprehend or not put yourself above anything, but remembering who you are. Perfect means that reaches its end. You've reached your appointed place, and now you understand. You understand more clearly now. Abraham was in the wilderness all his life, but his testimony was, I'm looking for a place that's ruled by God. Your appointed place is a place where God is your ruler and not your co-pilot. If anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. God is revealing some stuff to us, but we don't want to hear it. We don't want to see it. Because it means we've got to change, turn loose, give up, turn in a different way, Sister Nancy. But we don't want to give it up, and we don't want to turn it loose, and we don't want to go in a different direction because we've become comfortable where we are. But when you become comfortable with where you are, you find that God's not there. He's not there in your comfortability. Look at all the men and women of God in the Bible. They all went through some kind of hell. But God never showed up till they were right in the center of the storm. And they knew that by faith, they could make it. You keep pressing. Forget those things behind. Press to where God wants you to get to. And when you reach that appointed spot, you will realize that the heavens are going to open up to you. And everything that God has promised you is going to manifest itself. And you will be able to run this race with the patience that you've been asking God for in the first place. So, trouble is here. What we're going to do about it? Can't do nothing. Might as well pray. Ain't nothing you're going to do. Going to change it. You know, we make the statement, prayer changes things. I pray all the time. Ain't nothing changed. I know somebody don't like that. I pray all the time. Jesus changes things. Faith changes things. Not prayer, faith. Prayer gets you closer to where you need to be in God. Because prayer gives you there. You talk to your God when you pray. You communicate with him. You fellowship with him. You let him know how much you love him if you have a strong prayer life. And you don't have to wait on him to show up. All you got to do is think about him and he's there. That's why the Bible says think on these things. Things which are pure. Things that which have a good report. Things which are honest, because God manifests himself. I'm pressing on. Those things which are behind me, behind shall stay there. Forgetting that mess. I'm looking for the blessing, Brother Tony. I'm looking for the blessing. Amen. And you're the only one that can do it. So your pursuit of happiness has got to be what you're searching for in Christ. Don't you know it's folks with tons of money dying of heart attacks? And the very kid that they hate the most is the one that get the money. Or ex-wife that's been out of the picture for 20 years, come back into the picture and is rich. And she said, all I had to do was wait. So you better go get yours. You better enjoy the life that God has given you to the fullest. It's going to be some heartache. It's going to be some heartbreak. It's going to be some sickness. It's going to be some trouble. It's going to be some wilderness experience. But as long as you hang in there and you fight the good fight of faith, you have a high priest who will go to God for you, and he'll take your prayer request to him, and God will hear. You know what? God already knows before you start praying, because he searched the intents of our hearts. Why don't you pray about that? Why? God already know. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. But yeah. I have heard that cry, and in that crying, I judge thee by thy heart, said God. Well, I look upon the heart in the midst of your crying, and yea, in the past, and yea, in the present, and I have seen your heart and your crying.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm a precious God and a mighty God at all times. And yea, when you cry to me, yea, I hear thee, and yea, I will answer thee. Yeah, I will show you those great and mighty things that you know not of, said God. Well, I'm a great God, and everything that you ask has already been manifested, has already been laid aside, has already been set up for thee. But yea, when I look on thy heart and I see thy heart of praise, and I see thy heart as you go through. Yea, it is not fixed upon thy ideas and upon thy mind, but it is fixed upon me. But yeah, I am the answer just like I said in my word. Yea, I'm the way, just like I've said in my word. Yea, I am still a true God. And yea, I am a deliverer. I'm a strong one. Yea, I'm the high tower. Yea, I'm the right place, said Kobomoshaka.
Yes, Jesus.
Yea, I am the meek. And yea, I'm the bread, Kakoshaka. And yea, I'm the strength. And yea, I'm the water that floweth, said God. And yea, I am in thy mind and in thy heart. And yea, even in thy body, yes, said God. And yea, I shall exalt thee, Hakoshaka. And yea, I shall raise thee up. And yea, I shall glorify myself in thee this day, said God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yea, hold on to my unchanging hand, for I do not change, said God. But yea, if you hold on to my word, yea, it will change your circumstances and your situation. And yea, it will put you into a place and into the place that you need to be, said God. For yea, in that place I have already been. Yea, I've already set aside for you to come in and enter into the victory that is in your life. Yea, you have not embarked upon it yet, said God. But as you hold on to my unchanging hand, as you press on, as you press on, as you press on, yea, I am the mark. Yea, I'm the high call. Yea, I am the one that keep it. Yea, I'm the one that pull down. Yea, I'm the one that raise up. Yea, nothing is too hard for me, said God. For I have lifted it up, and I have put it together for my people. And yea, ye are my people. Yea, I have looked on your heart, said God. Yea, I've looked in the past. Yea, I've looked in the present. And yea, I know the future, Hakoshaka, said God. And yea, I have the right plan, and the plan is for thee. Yea, I sent my son with the plan. Yea, it was not of himself, for he did not speak of himself, but he spoke of me. Yea, the one that sent him. And yea, I sent it unto my people. So lift me up and praise me and glorify my name. For I am your God, and yes, I shall Jesus. Be your God forever and ever and ever, said God.
Oh, my shata, come on, before shake it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for ministering to us. We praise you for your anointing, Lord God. Oh, precious Jesus, we thank you. Hey, my shata, come up, shake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, my shata. Lord, come up, shake. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we shall press. We shall press. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember what your pursuit of happiness shall be. Not what someone else's is, but what you desire from the Lord. Because that's what matters. I better give those back because I like those. Thank you. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some folks in here today that need to dedicate their life to God. I want you to come stand across this front. Don't hesitate. You need to dedicate your life to God today. Your circumstances have become too great for you to handle. You need help. And you don't need help from a man, but you need help from Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, hallelujah. Word of God, speak. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. The word of God speak. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, she can't take it anymore. Lord God, they're stressed out to no end. Don't know which way to turn. Don't know who to look to. But Lamb of God, you're going to be what they need today. You're going to be there for them, and you're going to bless them, and you're going to encourage them, and you're going to strengthen them. Because Jesus, you're the only one that can do it to the point where they realize that they can make it and that they can stand. So as we believe on you today, Lord God, I trust that you're going to move for them on their behalf. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Repeat after me. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse my heart. I offer my life unto you as your servant. I accept you as my personal Savior, as my deliverer, as my healer, as my way maker, and most importantly, as my comforter. So Father, comfort me, strengthen me, encourage me today, and I'll serve you, and I'll obey you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and give God a big hand clap. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this tormented spirit that's binding her up, Lord God, that's afflicting her thoughts and her ideas and her principles. Lord God, every day and every night she goes through this. But Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, deliverance is going to draw nigh today. Father, the joy of the Lord is going to manifest itself in her spirit, Lord God, and you're going to move on her behalf. There's some circumstances, Lord God, that are binding them up. They're like chains and yokes around her neck. But Lord God, you're going to loose them, Lord God. And when she's free, she's going to stay free. Father, in the name of Jesus, she's here today with purpose and intent. So Father, do what you've got to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch her today. Lord God, all the troubles of this life have overweighed her, overbound. Lord God, you are a healer and you are a deliverer. Lord God, she's yours now, Father. So move by your spirit. Oh, strengthen and comfort, Father. Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you today. Lord God, she shall not leave like she came, but in Jesus' name, she shall leave encouraged and uplifted. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, you're going to bless him, Lord God. You're going to encourage him. There are so many things that are going on in his life, Father. He doesn't know which way to turn or which way to look. But Father, you're going to be that light sitting on top of a hill. Lord God, that beacon that's going to lead him down the path that you need him to go. And this path, Lord God, shall be a righteous path. This shall be your path. Father, we trust you today that you're moving up on these lives, Lamb of God. Father, I thank you right now for moving by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, you touch Gloria. from the soles of her feet to the crown of her head, Father. Let the healing power of God flow all down through her mind and through her spirit. Lord God, you're going to work it all out, Lamb of God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Word of God, speak. Would you fall down like rain?
Everybody stand, please. We're getting ready to go home. Everybody stand.
Beloved, I thank God for you allowing this ministry to minister to your heart. I hope today that you heard something that gave you the ability to stir up the gift of God within you, that you might continue in on this race, knowing that nothing self-separates you from the love of God. Beloved, I thank God for you for donating to receive this CD from the ministries at Liberty Temple Worship Center. May the blessings of the Lord be upon your life and in your life, and may you be encouraged in all your endeavors and your posterity. May it be full in your life. And I thank God for you, and I pray that the blessings of God will be upon you, within you, and around you. I pray that the Lord God will guide your path and give you victory in all your circumstances. And God bless you, beloved, in Jesus' name.